Hi, and welcome to Trial by Error. Noelle is here today. Hey, Noelle.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm okay. Sometimes we record and you're like working, and sometimes we record and Aiden's working. So one way or the other, we all get together though, right? You were just saying though, you wish we could get together in person.
Right. I wish. That would be awesome. But I mean, I don't even live close to you guys, and you guys live pretty far too. So it wouldn't even work.
I think he's like 3 hours from me and you're like, you know, 33 hours from me.
Yeah.
Can you imagine people actually had to travel that in like wagons and horses? I can't wrap my mind around that. I'd do it by train. That'd be cool.
Yeah, like the Amtrak.
Yeah, good old Amtrak. Today's guest on our show is become a little bit of a YouTube phenomenon. Have you heard of Frank Watkinson?
I have not heard of him before until you mentioned him to me, but I started watching a lot of his covers on YouTube, as most people have. And I don't know, it's like this... Like, I didn't watch the video, and I was just listening, and I felt it. I felt peace.
Yeah.
I had never heard someone sing like that before.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's the whole soul you can feel is in it when he's playing the guitar.
I cannot wait to talk to him. Let's bring him in.
Yeah.
Looks like he's connecting to audio. This is exciting.
Hello?
Hello, Frank.
Hello, you can hear me.
I can hear you, but I cannot see you.
Oh.
I was hoping you had a pirate hat on today, or maybe glasses with nose and mustache.
No.
I mean, your wife doesn't think that's too childish, does she?
No, not really. Can you see me now?
Oh, I can see you now. Hey, how you doing?
All right. Now, it's when you've been married as long as me, it's all wife jokes, isn't it? Very, very rarely any of it true.
Well, you know, I told my brother when he was getting married that selective hearing would make the marriage last longer. And he's like, why? Yeah. I'm like, because it takes longer to get the point across.
There's also another way to get through it, and that is agree with everything she says. Don't argue. Just, okay, then. And then watch it just fall to pieces and just, oh, well.
You know, I feel like that is just advice to live by. If you are a husband and your wife is wonderful, just agree, and so things will take care of themselves in the long run, right?
She doesn't really have any music interest. You know, she listens to the odd song and things like that, but she's never wanted to sing or play anything. And I'm glad she did, because if she was the same, we'd be arguing all the time on how to do things. No, I think it sounds about like it. best leave her out of it.
That's amazing. So I was going to ask you, have you always been a professional musician? How did you get your start in this?
Well, I've never been a professional musician, ever. I've never played live in front of anybody. Ever.
Wow.
I've just always had a guitar at home and tinkered. And basically that's all I'm doing on YouTube. I'm tinkering. I'm not striving to go anywhere. Do you know what I mean? I'm not people keep saying, get in a studio. Are you going to do concerts? Well, not really, no, because that's not what I'm doing. I'm just granddad at home.
Well, I mean, you have, it looks like I'm looking here at your information here on YouTube. You have 338,000 subscribers.
I can't believe that.
This is incredible. And I'm still trying to get the hang of everything with how YouTube works and everything like that.
The thing that gets me with the YouTube thing is that in November, I had 12,000. So that's why it's a bit hard to take in.
I think whenever you're great, you're great. And I mean, there's no getting around that. I was having my morning coffee at like 5 a.m, getting ready for work. And I get on YouTube just to sort of see what's going on. And it was a recommended video. And it was the Radiohead cover that you had done of No Surprises. And that's one of my favorites. And then so I'm like, oh, yeah, I like a good Radiohead cover. And so I clicked on it. And I tell you what, I don't think it's Radiohead's song anymore. I think it's your song. I think that ever since you covered it, that is the definitive version. That's no offense against Tom York and Radiohead. But I find myself drawn to your version. There's just something about it. It's like when Johnny Cash covered a song.
Yeah.
That became Johnny Cash's song. I mean, you are much like that. How does it feel to have that many subscribers and views?
It's weird because I haven't changed. I'm still the same person. It was rocketing. And when it got to 200,000, which was only a couple of weeks ago, I thought, well, that's got to be it, surely. That's got to be it. And the next day I looked down, it's gone up to about 230, then it went 50. It just, what seems to happen, the beginning of it, I had 12,000 subscribers, and then somebody posted me on TikTok, and it was covering In the Aeroplane Over the Sea song. And they did a little saying, this is Frank Watkinson, he is on YouTube. By the end of that night, I'd gone from 12,000 to 68,000. And then I think YouTube, because I have nothing to do with YouTube, but I think then they see something happening and start recommending songs. Because I got recommended one of my own songs on my recommend. It was me. And I thought I wouldn't pay to see him.
You got recommended for your own song. That's amazing. Coming.
But comments start coming up. I know when it's happening. All these comments coming up on a certain song. And I'm thinking, why? I did this a year ago. What's going on? And then I usually, someone says, oh, great, and that, and I'll make a mention like, yeah, but that was a year ago. I don't know why it's gone so going like this now. And then they come back and say, this, I forget what the song was. They said, somebody's plastered you all over Instagram. I went, oh. And then the subscribers whacked up again. And then the same happened again. Oh, someone said, you're on Reddit. Everyone's on Reddit listening. Ooh, and it just keeps going like that. And the latest song, I did it two or three months ago. Someone asked me to do Adventure Time cover from a children's thing. And I listened to it, and it's like very, very children's TV-ish. And I just slowed it down like I usually do. I don't know if that's been posted somewhere because the comments are flying in on that as well now. So, but I did do a talking video explaining that I'm not very good on the guitar. It's like that, no surprises. It had some difficulty sort of bits in, and I thought, well, straight away, they're out. Let's take them hard bits out. It's because I've got a guitar.
Oh, good. I was hoping this would happen.
This is my grandson. So is it too? If I'm just going like that, and I can sing because I've got it going, you know. And I can sing what I want to that because I know where I'm sort of going. But then if I've got to go... I could spend weeks going up there and going... But because it's something different in the song, I would have to almost stop. Do that. So let's get rid of the pauses. I like my songs to flow. And that's what I did with No Surprises, because you watch people showing you how to play it. It's got that sort of bit. But then it goes right sort of up there, you know. And that's too far for me. I've only got short arms. I can't. So I thought, let's just leave it at that because I like the sound of it myself. And I had to do a tutorial on it in the end because so many people wanted to know what I do. And there's no mystery. It's a D, then it goes to a D, E minor note with the D still on, then E minor, then A7. And that's basically all the way through. But it's not... I'm no Paul Simon.
I mean, I'm trying to find the words here. It's just so amazing to see someone as humble as you are, just come out here and just blow us all away. I mean, I'm a musician, and I've been trained classically and all that, and I get in my own head, and I'm like, oh, I got to blah 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 blah. But then you're showing like just the simple route is the best possible.
See, because I'm not a musician. And I'm very bad. I can't read music. I can't read tab for the guitar. I just have to work it out or
so
people.
Did you teach yourself?
Yeah. When I was your age, people marveled at the internet because it didn't exist. It was only in Buck Rogers. You know? No internet. The only way you could learn was watch bands, watch their fingers, and after they're playing in a bar or something or in a cafe, going up saying, "How did you do that? How did you do that chord? Because I've been playing it and it's been doesn't sound like you." And if they're decent, they're like, "Oh, that's because you do this." You know, one of the things that got me years ago was I'd try doing like a country western song, G to C, and I'd be going like that. It doesn't sound like country western, and it was a guitarist says no because they're playing G like that, and then just dropping, you know. So it's a different little tips like that when you're learning. They make it better. But they, like I said, I sort of taught myself. But I've got a cousin that's an excellent guitarist, and when I was like 16, I would watch him. He would help me along the way. The reason I don't think I'm that good is because I know that I'll never be as good as him.
Wow.
I mean, I always think of what he's done and compare myself to him. I can't help do it. So many people are saying how good I am. It won't wash it. It won't go in. You know, I can't let it sink in.
But there's so much more to being a great musician than technical facility, than technical training or anything like that. It's the soul. It's the heart you put into it. It's the ability to make others feel what you're feeling in that moment. And just now, I was just blown away. I was just mesmerized by everything that you're putting into that. So why did you start posting on YouTube? Was it to help people or was it to help yourself? How did that get started?
I used to be like a telephone engineer. I was sort of doing that when all the broadband came out and all the internet coming out. I've always been into sort of the internet, watching things. You know, you watch all these people on YouTube and you think, it was just sort of, I thought, how difficult is that to put something on? So I did that one night. It was Elvis Presley song. I think it was something like always on my mind. In the bedroom, I was, and slightly drunk as well. I thought, and recorded on my phone, so you see me from right down there. Put it on YouTube, see how it, and it was so simple to do. I thought I might trying to do a bit better. But I had, I must have had the cheapest microphone in the world. The first microphone I started using, when I started using a computer, certain times a day it would just buzz. Mm. But I couldn't tell until I'd finish a song and play it back, then as I would raise the volume a bit, another day it wouldn't. And I think it was affecting, like, say, the fridge freezer would turn on. So lots of my first 2 or 3 years are quite bad sound. You know, I did say to somebody before that when I retired from work, I was getting bored as well. I thought, well, I don't work now. I can have a drink at night. But then I had this operation about 14 years ago. And after this operation, any kind of alcohol would have just really stung inside. And I thought, well, the operation was up here. You've got a pituitary gland in your head and it had a little tumour on it and they snipped it off. And I wondered what had caused this. And I couldn't drink anything. And then I found a coffee liqueur drink called Bailey's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice drink. And I found out I could drink that without it hurting. So I used to, where you'd only have a small shot, I'd have about 3 big tumblers at night. And so some of those Baileys, I told somebody before, Baileys told me to post those videos.
Yeah, do that, yeah.
Baileys said they were good. And in the morning, you realised that Baileys was lying. And not half as good as you thought they were. But that was about 3 years ago. For years I've been diabetic, and about 3 years ago my diabetic nurse says, "I can't understand why you need so much insulin." She says, "Your sugar levels are always high." And she says, "I can't understand it." And I said, "Would Baileys have anything to do with it?" And she says, "Baileys is nothing but sugar." She said, "It's cream, sugar. It's so..." She said, "It's like..." three big tables full of cream buns for one glass of brandy. So I stopped drinking.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. So in terms of the Baileys, you think they gave you some courage at the front of that, or did
you? First, I think it did, because I don't mean you raving drunk, but you've got to add a couple of drinks and you're a little bit more. What's the worst that can happen? If it had said, what's the worst that can happen? You could get 338,000 subscribers. I don't think I'd have posted it.
Well, some of the comments I'm reading here, it's so empowering for some of these people. One comment says here, my life is happier since I found this gentleman and his covers. My new favorite channel. I would like to hear this cover in a movie. And here's one, literally crying my eyes out right now. It feels like my grandfather is singing me my most favorite song of all time. I have such an emotional attachment to this song. This made me so happy. Thank you so much. How do you feel about...
It makes me feel very, humble. It makes me feel, it seems that this isn't a music channel anymore. It's turned into more of a club, more of a social platform of its own. Because I try to read all the comments. Then you see conversations between other people. And they'll be talking like, oh, yes, he made me feel so good. I felt suicidal until I heard this.
Yeah.
And all this, if I'm not singing, I'm a bit of a comedian. You might have guessed. I can't be a comedian when they're commenting things like I was on the verge of suicide. You've got to think, oh, if I'm going to reply to this, because sometimes I reply, and I've got to be careful what I say. And it's turned it into its own little forum. I've heard people saying, I love coming on this page because everyone on here is so friendly and everyone is interacting. Yeah. And it's I don't mind, but they ask me for advice, and I've made givers life advice. I've done some silly things. I think the only advice I really give is don't make the same mistake twice.
And that's kind of what our show is about. It's called Trial by Error. We talk about the success we've experienced in life and some of the stumbles that we have incurred along the way. Do you feel like, I mean, we live in a world of perfection right now. Everyone has to be perfect all the time.
That's what I'm fighting against.
Yeah.
That's what annoys me with YouTube. Too much absolute perfection under the guise of, like me. I'll just play a song for you. And next thing you know, full studio sound and everything when I'm pretending that I'm... With me, you get what you see.
Yeah. There's no fancy tricks. There's no tuning or anything like that. There's no post-production work.
No.
It's a man, a guitar, and just lots of soul. And I really appreciate you as well. I have no grandparents anymore, but I could definitely see you in that figure of a grandfatherly role. And it's such a wonderful experience, and your grandkids must be incredibly lucky. And there's one here that says, if he has grandchildren, they are lucky. Imagine your grandpa singing you such songs to sleep. And I just, this is all from the No Surprises video that you uploaded.
What you've got to understand is, there's a saying, it's like a Bible saying, I think, not that I'm overly religious, but it's the Messiah is never recognized in his own town.
Yep.
Well, when I pick the guitar up, the grandkids leave. Or I'll say to Francis, I'll say, oh, I've written this new song, and get to the real sad bit. And just before I get my punchline, because I've written this song, what do you want for dinner then? It's like on a phone like this, yeah. So it's not... they're not all around me. It's not every night at Sit Circle, let's all have a sing song.
You know, there was a movie out about this guy who woke up and no one remembered the Beatles except for him. Did you see that? It was called Yesterday. It was the same thing with him. He's like doing all these amazing songs and his parents like, oh, he's doing that song again. Yeah. And then they're interrupting him in the middle of Hey Jude.
Yeah.
I think he was singing Hey Jude to his mom and dad. Like, oh, keep singing. It's okay. It was hilarious. But also, you know, I think that they will, in time, they'll just understand just how amazing this is. And if they haven't been on YouTube, they will soon find out how amazing it is in real time here.
They've seen it, and they're beginning to, not on YouTube so much, but a couple of them are on TikTok.
Okay.
And they're starting to put people right, because some of the rumors, I bet that he's blah, 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 blah. And then if they see that, no, he isn't. Yeah, that one of them was, I wrote a song called Miss You on a TikTok somewhere. I said, oh, you know what this is? This man lost his wife years ago and he still grieves for her and he does this and everything like that. And a big, long story about me, which none of it was true.
And
my grandchild saw it because, I think you'll find that's wrong. My granddad is still at home, and so is granny.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing, though.
It's a bit like Chinese whispers, isn't it? Someone starts a bit. Someone says, oh, I heard somewhere this, and then they make up a story.
You've got a legend surrounding you already. You are a legendary figure. And that's like, I guess, one of the symptoms of stardom, right?
Yeah, I think one of the things that it makes me smug, a bit smug, is years ago I typed my name on YouTube. I thought, wonder what happens if I type my name? Then it came up at like Frank Wilkinson Funeral Services or something like that, or Plasters, Plumbers, Frank Wilkinson. Now when I type it on, it's just nothing but old dude rock snuff Slipknot. And it's and I was put on all the heavy metal magazines had me in on their magazines. I kept getting sent links to like Loudwire and Shout or something, all these heavy rock magazines. And they've all got me on there. And I sort of think, you know, how many 67-year-olds can get on heavy metal like that unless you're Mick Jagger or somebody?
You look great for 67. Good for you. Must be the Baileys keeping you young.
No, I don't drink it anymore, so
that's why it's keeping you young.
I think secret of being young is don't act old, don't be. Some people make themselves old.
Yeah, I understand. I know people like that.
Some people, my daughter's like husband, they're just over 40, and he's like a 1930s 40. It's all work. It's all work, and I've got to come in, want my dinner ready, and all this, and it's all. It's just old. He's just like. It just reminds me. I thought I never want to be like that. You know, I'm still at that point. I'm still at like the teenager size. If my wife puts the news on, it's all the news. Well, watch the news. Who wants to watch the news?
Especially now, right?
I said I was watching Doctor Who.
I need to get caught up on that show myself.
I've got a shelf full of Daleks downstairs. You never see that because the videos are away. But I've got the top shelf all Daleks, and then I've got Groot, all sort of toy things, little miniature guitars, and any toy.
Just when I think I couldn't like you more, you've just become like 1,000% cooler. It's just so much. It's so much fun. And I did want to ask you, like, do you have major musical influences that you can credit a lot of your inspiration to?
I don't think I'm not trying to be like anyone else, but there's just so many. Someone said, "Who is your favorite?" Well, when you were like listening to the Beatles when they first started, think of all the bands that have been. From then till now, it's hard to pick a favourite. Because I was into the Beatles, but I was also into the Rolling Stones. But I love the Rolling Stones ballads. I just absolutely love it when they do ballads. And then for a while I was into like the Deep Purple and Pink Floyd and Black Sabbath. But then I got into Ralph McTell and James Taylor, Gordon Lightfoot. And then I started to the acoustic side. And then I realized, do you know what? I prefer just a man and a guitar. So if you cut out 50 years and get to a few years ago, I got into Passenger. I love the way Passenger writes his songs. The problem with him is I used to be mad over Cat Stevens. I couldn't think of anyone. His guitar work and everything, I could never, ever get near his guitaring. But he had a slightly unusual voice. And lots of people didn't like him because, oh, I don't like his voice. And Passenger is going down that road as well. His voice is a bit squeaky, if you know what I mean, tiny a bit. It's a unique voice, Passenger. And although his songs are great, people don't like his voice. And so he should, what I'm trying to say, he should be a lot bigger than he is. But he's big enough, you know, I suppose he's happy. But you'd have thought he'd be bigger, but if his voice was different, the number of people that I said when I do Passenger covers that they prefer my version because it's not so high-pitched.
And that's easier. It's easier to sing along to for people with lower voice. I'm a bass. You know, it's hard. I cannot. And I saw you do the Aha. I saw you do Take On Me. And I'm like, yes, somebody gets it. You don't have to be screaming up in the upper registers of voice dumb.
It's not. It's just that I physically can't anymore.
I can't either.
I remember there was a Soul record. I don't know who it was, but it used to go, come bring me your laughter. Do, 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 do. Like that. And it was a man and woman. And then it got to the chorus and the woman went, oh, really high. I remember that was on in a factory I was working in. And I sang along with that spot on, absolutely spot on. And I thought, because my voice used to be quite high. But over the years, I've lost it. I can't even attempt it now. It just goes into a screech. Yeah, that I've got away with that Aha one, though, because I've been fighting zombies.
Oh, yeah?
I was worn out. I did say at the start, I've been fighting zombies in the game The Last of Us, because that's what they wanted. Somebody asked, can you do Aha's thing like in The Last of Us? Slow, you know. So I looked at the sorts of zombie game. I thought, well, I can't sing. I'll pretend I'm worn out. And this is me, worn out. You get away with it because I've painted a story there. Well, of course he can't sing high notes. He's worn out. He's been fighting zombies all day.
That's amazing. This is so cool. And I know we're running short on time. Do you have any advice? I mean, people have been asking you for advice. What can you tell people about becoming musicians or becoming known as a musician?
I've been asked it a lot by people. How do you get all these subscribers? What do you suggest I do? And how do I know? I've never been on a stage. I've never been in. You know, I'm not the person to ask, am I? I'm just a fluky. I am probably one of the most well-known nobodies in the world because I just don't know. But what I would do if it was me, we said it earlier on, try not to fake. If you're going to sing a heartbreaking song, you don't want a smile on your face, if you don't want, you know. It's just, oh, yeah, you're a good singer. Like when you get a lot of people cover Hallelujah, and their emphasis is on, look at how good I can get the Hallelujah. Oh, look, I could go, Hallelujah. That's not the idea of the song. That's not what that song is about. Not to me, anyway. You know, it's... Mm-hmm. Some people, so you get these bands, they're more interested in what they look like and perfect. Like I said, perfection. Just be yourself. Be who you are. I told on a talking video, I told everybody I cheat with the guitar. If I can't play a chord, I won't bother.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got more than, well over 2,000 requests.
Wow.
I used to write them down. I've had to stop writing them down. And when I go on them, some of the songs they're asking me as a singer, they're just, there's no way. Really powerful singing, you know, powerful long notes and songs like that. I'm more of I can probably have a good chance at copying Leonard Cohen, you know, like a Leonard Cohen song or Bob Dylan. People that don't, they're not power singers, are they?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do power singing.
Well, do you think with this new newfound field, do you think that you'll be performing live on stage ever?
I don't think so. It's you probably if somebody in like an American TV company says, "Will you come on our show and sing a song?" Yes, I'd do that because they pay me. But I'm too old to go, "Oh, let's do a tour of nobody coming." And also another thing is, you're a musician, you must know it. I've get asked, "Can you do this?" And so I'll spend a week learning the song and I'll go, "That's about the best I can do." So I'll play it and put it on YouTube. And they'll go, "Oh yeah, that was okay. Yeah, loved it, loved it, loved it." That song is now gone because someone wants another one, or I've written one of my own. So I learn the new one and then I place that and then that's gone. So if you're going to do a concert, you've got to start remembering things. So I'd have to spend weeks and weeks trying to get a set list of songs that I can remember. You know, some of the hardest ones I did were Sufjan Stevens covers. And there's remembering these little notes, what the run on like a D minor, running the notes before I started singing. And it was about a year later, someone said, "Could you do that again, but show us your hands?" I'm not going through that again. That took me about 3 weeks to sort of get a decent, half-decent sound. If I was a performer, you know, you'd be doing these songs every night and you'd get into it. I mean, C6 Steve was 60 when he sort of made it big, wasn't he? But I'm 67. It's getting a bit... What I really would like is for, like, Walt Disney to put me on the end of a film or something.
You're on your way.
Just give me the money.
You know, Disney movies are already sad. I think they sit around the table and plot every parent's demise. You know, I can't make it through a Disney movie anymore now that I have two kids of my own. And it's just, and then we put a nice sad song on there to top it all off. I think you're on your way there. I think we got this. I think you're going to see you in the next Disney movie coming out in like 2023. I think
one of my songs have been put on a talking like a story podcast. In America, I think it's called The Last Station or something, and they wanted to use one of my songs on that. And I've got, I did a cover of I'll Follow You Into the Dark, and there is a TV company wants to use that in a series.
That's amazing.
But I don't know if that's going to happen, so I don't want to get my hopes up too high on that.
Well, we will keep searching and keep looking for that. Frank, this has been a wonderful, wonderful experience. Frank Watkinson. What's that?
I said, "Now do your room. It's messy. I'm a granddad.
Yeah, go clean up your room." But you're young at heart. You don't have to clean your room if you're young at heart, right? So Frank Watkinson, you can find him on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and all these places, and look for him soon everywhere. Such a humble man. Thank you, Frank, for your time. This has been wonderful. I had a lot of fun. I hope you had some fun too. And I can't wait to see what you put out next.
Right. Okay. See you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.